Top 5 Face-Off contains adult themes and language that some people may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
He's Matt Hurst.
He's Matt Squirrel.
And this is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world rankings of everything. What are we ranking today, Hurst?
Well, Squirrel, today we will be ranking the top 5 kitchen implements.
It's coming right up after this.
There's more than 5, call Squirrel and Hurst. It's the top 5 face-off. The actual facts. It's the top 5 face-off. The facts are exact. Top 5 face-off. Top 5 face-off. Official world ranking. What's next? You decide.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, rankers. Welcome back. Or if you're new to the show, welcome. For all our new listeners, Squirrel, why don't you tell them a little bit about what we do here and why we do it?
Yeah, hello, rankers, and a special hello if you're in a car. There you are, just for you. This is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world rankings of everything. We get a random subject, sometimes they're very random subjects, and we pick our top 5 and a worst, and then you, the rankers at home, decide which one of us is correct, because one of us is always correct. And you vote by going to our website, www.top5faceoff.co.uk, and you'll see the box at the top, and you can vote in there. That's new, by the way.
Excellent. Well done, you.
Which I'm sure you've picked up on, because you're always looking at our website.
No, I've been busy trying to make my own website at the minute. Ooh. This has been an education.
Is it? Is that what's been going on, Hurst?
That has been going on. Mm. I mean, it all blends in. Well, scripting my shit, I've signed up with a company that's built an awesome website that automates all of the printing and delivery of my stuff, but they only do it in America, which they didn't really tell me about at the start. And trying to get some workarounds, basically the best way is if I make my own UK version and then a link from their version into that. So yeah, that's been a bit of a ball ache and it has gripped my shit a bit. But hey, I'm learning something new very, very slowly.
All right. Excellent. Always good to learn, Hurst.
Yeah. Of course, the other thing that's going on in my life is I resigned yesterday.
What the fuck? This is news to Squirrel.
I know. We need a mic drop or a kaboom kind of sound effect there. Yeah, I resigned from it because I was no longer happy there. I liked a lot of the job, but I felt that, you know, it was just the right time. I needed to find a new challenge. Plus, I'm going to now focus for the next month whilst I'm working out my notice. I'm going to really focus hard on trying to make the art stuff work.
All right.
But yeah, big stuff. I resigned yesterday. Something happened and it just triggered me. And I called Carly and I said, am I being a bit reactive here if I resign? And she said, no, you've been miserable there for ages. It's like, fine, that's all I needed to know. The voice of reason. So yeah, boom, off it went. Handed in my notice and now, you know, it's exciting and scary and, you know, all of that shit.
Positive life steps, my friend. So you've got the fear, as they say in Friends, right?
Yeah. Or as Ian Brown says in that actually rather good song.
Oh, yeah. F-E-A-R. I'm not sure he's talking about leaving your job, though.
He's talking about all sorts. Forget everything and remember. You know.
Right, cuz. Wow, what's been going on with me, Hurst? I've also been doing website shiz, and it's special nice. Website shiz just for our Patreons. So you can become a Patreon by going to patreon.com and searching for Top 5 Face-Off. There's links at the bottom of our website. But we're going to start doing special bonus episodes just for the Patreons, so they had to have their own way of getting at them in the podcast feed and stuff like that. So if you're a Patreon, go to patreon.com and check out the Top 5 Face-Off page, and you'll be able to see a link to a podcast, and you should be able to subscribe from there, whether you use Spotify or Apple or Podcast Addict. If you're on Android, you should use Podcast Addict. It's really good. But yeah, exciting stuff. They've already got a bonus episode we did a year ago about the Friends characters, and I've stuck episode 0 of. So,
oh my God, that is excellent. That was the Alcopops, wasn't it?
Alcopops, yes.
Our first ever foray into podcasting.
It was our pilot demo episode. So yeah, now patrons will have access to that. And even if you join now, you'll have access to that. So find a pound a month. Imagine getting something better for a pound a month. First, I cannot.
There isn't anything, I don't think.
There isn't. There really isn't.
People will spend, I think it's £2 now on a lottery ticket that they're never going to win.
Of course not. Of course they're not.
And that's every week they're doing that, sometimes twice a week.
Yes.
So, yeah, exactly. Spend that pound wisely.
Cool. Anything making you feel old, the Hurst?
Well, it is my birthday next Friday, and that will always make me feel old. And for anyone listening now, that's 2 days' time, because we're recording this on a Friday, hence we have beer.
Yes, we are recording it a little bit early, and we do have beer. Can we do it across the internet beer can clink? Let's find out. Ready? Hey!
So birthday in 2 days' time, and I'll be 47, joining you up in the giddy ranks, so I can expect some pain and general sadness. But yeah, just generally thinking about the fact that we're so close to 50 now, and that's just an alarming thought when you feel like school only felt like not that long ago, but...
Level 47, baby.
It was 30 years ago that, you know, we finished that shit.
Completed it, mate.
Yeah.
Even did some side quests because I'm a fucking nerd.
Yeah, I didn't. I barely completed it. I did the game, but I didn't bother doing kind of finding all of the hidden chests and stuff.
Wait, you played New Game Plus, though, right? Because you went to university.
Yeah, I didn't complete it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry.
Downloaded the content but didn't play it.
Never played it, right? Fine. Oh, let's move swiftly on.
Yeah.
Just making me feel old. Oh, my child, Hurst, has passed his theory test today for car driving, if you're not in the UK.
Do you know how long ago the theory test came out?
It was around 98, wasn't it? I didn't do one, but only just.
96.
96, was it? All right. Fucking hell.
Yeah, because that's when I passed my test. I took my theory test in the first week that it existed.
Ah, so I must have passed mine a little bit before that. I was
one of the first ever people to a driving theory test. It was funny because they weren't sure how to pitch it at that point, how difficult to make it, so they made it fucking easy. So I was sitting in this room with about 20 other people, and they said, right, you have 45 minutes to complete the paper. You can pop your hand up if you finish early and you want to leave. You may start now. So everyone started. 10 minutes later, I'd finished. I was like, huh. So I looked back through it, just double-checked. Like,
have I missed
one
something?
Answer I wasn't sure if I got right. And then I was like, okay. Sat there for another 2 or 3 minutes waiting for someone else to look like they'd finished. And eventually I stuck my hand up and they said, have you finished? I was like, yeah. I said, you can go. And like 10 other people's hands went up. Like everyone was just sitting there waiting, going, I can't possibly have finished it in 10 minutes, can I? I must have missed something. But no.
So was it on a computer or is it on paper?
Paper. We didn't have computers.
So did it get marked straight away or what?
No, we handed it in and they sent us probably a fax or
a telegram.
Yeah, a telegram.
They sent a raven.
Yes.
All right, cool.
They sent Kevin Costner on his horse to deliver it. But no, it was laughable, really. But I did have to do it again when I passed my motorbike theory. And it was a lot harder at that point.
They had got that reaction test shit in there by then, had they? Or?
Yeah, all of that jazz. And it was on computers and everything.
Exciting. Right, we did promise we were going to push on with this one, Hurst, after our 1 hour, 15 minutes slogfest that was the last episode.
Well, that's not a problem, because we are doing kitchen implements, and I know absolutely sweet fuck all about kitchen implements, because I'm not very cooky or chefy. And for all the rankers who don't know, Squirrel is an exceptionally good cook and knows all of the implements and some implements that you've never even heard of because he had to invent them to do the wild shit that he does with the other chefs.
I totally got one of them. cool. But let's not talk about that yet, Hurst, because we need to talk about the last episode. Yes, 1 hour, 15 minutes dead on. We were discussing post-apocalyptic movies and TV shows.
Yes, we were.
Once again, it's pretty close. Hurst, would you like some comments?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It is. And I'm telling you it's close because the people that voted for you have not come out in the comments, Hurst. You have got very few comments, but that doesn't mean anything. But I've done a thing, so it randomizes the order of the comments. I'm just going to read them in the order they come in. Got to respect the craft. Some esoteric but appropriate post-apocalyptic choices branching out from the obvious and bringing innovation. Wall-E, Endgame. Round of applause, big fella. Now, on to Hurst. Two things, Hurst. One, I was worried that choice four wouldn't happen. But luckily it happened at choice two. The Walking Dead, a show you spent 10 minutes telling us how shit it was and that you couldn't finish it as it dragged so badly. Yet number two, fuck off. I am Zombie. I'm fully with Squirrel here. The ending was absolutely awful. Up your game, Hurst. Could this be a whitewash of a season? If you win this vote, I'll buy one of your paintings. That's from Trooper.
Excellent. I'm so glad it's close, because he's going to be sitting there counting out how much spare cash he's got.
Yeah, he's going to closer than he wants it to be.
Like, the biggest, most expensive. That one I've got on for £20 trillion. That's the one he's got to buy.
Quickly just mark up all your paintings to 80 grand, then you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
Excellent. So yeah, Trooper voted for me, in case you didn't pick that one up.
Yeah, it was Eno.
Here's our next comment from Glitterbug. They say, a tricky one this, as it's not a genre I tend to dip into, but I'm going with zombies and Cylons and Tom Hardy. Oh my! Wally absolutely clinched it for me. That adorable little bot deserves all the love. Thanks for brightening up a drizzly wet week, lads. Love from Glitterbug. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Nice.
Or Glitterbug Triple X. Maybe that's what that means.
Mm. Why does Trooper have to be so fucking negative?
Oh, he wasn't negative when he was talking about my stuff. He said
it was
round of applause.
It was a very negative post, though, wasn't it, on the whole?
It was a bit.
He spent a lot more time slamming me than he did praising you.
He did.
And then Glitterbug came in and showed him how it's done. Shut up, Trooper.
Don't worry, Hurst, because this next one's a vote for you, and I'm going to read it verbatim. Hurst, 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 hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Yours, Bill Preston.
Nice.
Like all in capital letters, apart from the yours, Bill Preston bit.
But that's it. That's it. No, I'm fine
that's
with that.
That's literally all it says, yep.
Yeah, come on, Bill. Bill knows his shit.
All right. I am constantly here for the times when Squirrel gets so excited about his number one choices. But where the hell is The Last of Us? It's essential viewing, says Meg98. Hello, Meg.
It is a good point, Meg. We did talk about this afterwards.
I dropped the ball, frankly.
Yeah.
Hurst decided not to choose it. I was...
because I hadn't seen the second one.
With myself.
It happened. It would have been my six, probably. It was in my list for a long time.
I reckon The Last of Us would have been my two. I'm so angry I forgot about that because I like it so much. Anyway, on we go. Wally is both very dark and very life-affirming, brackets, especially the courting robots in space sequence, close brackets, giving us all hope. Kern. Thanks, Kern. Kern voted for me, Hurst.
I'm surprised that Kern didn't pick up on what I immediately picked up on after we'd finished about Endgame, not actually being an apocalypse, because they still had government, half the people, everything worked out. The world didn't fall apart.
It literally fell apart.
No, it didn't. They were still cycling around town. They still had massive technology centres. It was like, it's a bit annoying. What? The Avengers did? Because they built a fucking time machine.
Well, he did that on a farm. He was a farmer. Tony Stark was a farmer.
He came up with the idea there. The other guys made it at the Avengers house.
Oh, yeah,
Hulk
he did.
Made one.
Yeah,
fuck's sake.
Right. Yeah, whatever Hulk was. Well, I still think losing half of all the things in the entire universe would be apocalyptic.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I mean, it should be, but it wasn't.
Well, we're going to find out.
And then they got back anyway.
Are we going to Well, yes. Spoilers. Oh, shit, that's actual spoilers as well. We're going to have to spoiler comment that. I may not bother.
Anyway. Carry on with the comments.
Yes, where did I get to? What a great list. Going to start watching Battlestar again. Thanks, Cov. Battlestar's great. Yes, absolutely watch it.
Yeah, your pre-apocalypse choice. Yeah.
Yep. Here we go, Hurst. Told you, season two is Hurst season. It's just a matter of time. No name on that one, but I think it was The Vision last time who said it was the season
it was.
Of Hurst, right? Yes.
Reliable. He was really listening properly, wasn't he?
Jesus. Here we go. Another anonymous one, but I think we can work it out. A-Up Higher Architects. Apologies for labelling you as mere rankers in the last episode. I have to mention you were struggling to think of contained apocalypse, but you mentioned one in the list, 28 days later. In the sequels, we learn that the outbreak was contained only in the mainland UK. P.S. It was I that chose the topic this week, and then they didn't put their name on it. That was DavPaz.
Nice.
Thanks, DavPaz.
Yeah, but also in 28 days later, we don't know that.
Yes, we did actually discuss this, but I cut it out of the episode because it was already so goddamn long.
It was long.
Yes, you're quite right. Here we go. By far the hardest to choose between top fives for a while. Hurst nans it because Squirrel had a couple that are a bit edgy on the definition of post-apocalypse, even if Battlestar Galactica is one of the greatest shows ever made. From Moneyslinger.
Very intelligent, that Moneyslinger.
Hurst nans it.
I nans it.
N-A-N-S. Hurst nans it. Nabs it. I bet he meant nabs it. The keys are right next to each other.
I like it, though. I think we should keep that. Nans it is like
nans
if it's really
it,
close.
Up thumbs and mouks, right? Top five in jokes. Let us know, Patreons. Here's a vote for you, Hurst. It just says, I love him. That's the entire thing.
I bet that's Carly.
Yeah, maybe.
Might not be, though. Who knows?
Hey. All right. Leave your number next time. And then final comment. 10 really good films / TV series, very hard to choose. Gone for You, Squirrel, as I too love Endgame. It was the perfect end to the Infinity Story Stone. It was the perfect end to the Infinity Stone Star. Fuck. Gone for You, as I too love Endgame. It was the perfect end to the Infinity Stone saga, and there are just so many goosebumps fucking Jesus. Who wrote this shit? Oh, we don't know. This is a very well-written thing, and I can't read it. Hang on, let me try again. Gone for You, as I too love Endgame. It was the perfect end to the Infinity Stone saga, and there are...
Stop it.
I'm not even going to look at you.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. You can do this.
Actually, fuck this noise. I'm going to put it in the chat, and you can read it.
All right.
There, let's see if you can do better. Come on, let's have it.
10 really good films / TV series. Very hard to choose. Gone for You, as I too love Endgame. It was the perfect end to the Infinity Stone saga. And there are just so many goosebumps. It's only because it's fucking tiny.
Well, make it bigger.
How do I do that?
Hold down control, mouse wheel up and down, or control plus, I think.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Sweet as. 10 really good films / TV series. Very hard to choose. Gone for You, as I too love Endgame.
Fuck you, buddy.
Shut up,
Meg.
Gone for You, as I too love Endgame. It was the perfect end to the Infinity Stone saga, and there are just so many goosebump moments in the film. Love it. Love it. Love it. However, you all probably have never heard of Not With a Bang, which I'm sure you both would have included if you'd seen or heard it. If I haven't seen it or heard it, and you haven't seen it or heard it, it can't be that good. Just can't be, right?
Not With a Bang. Yes, I have heard of that. It is a very old sitcom, right? It's like in the kind of same age as Ain't Half Hot Mum or fucking that one with Alf Garnett who punches his wife. Is that a thing? Have I made the punching his wife thing up?
That's Punching Judy, isn't it?
Were they married? We've gone off topic, Hurst. That's the end of the comments. Are you ready for the results?
So what's the scores on the doors?
Votes for Squirrel, 19.
Oh.
Votes for Hurst, 17. Oh, it was closer than Trooper wanted, I bet.
Shut up, Trooper.
Yes, the top five countdown to our new music. Our music is, what am I trying to say here?
Dividing, it's divisive.
It's divisive. Not- Like, people either hate it or they love it, or some people love it because they hate it so much because it's so bad. I agree. It is terrible / great, and I love it for that. But here it comes. At number 5 is Pixar's WALL-E. At number 4 is Zombieland, which no one mentioned. At number 3, Battlestar Galactica. At number 2, Avengers Endgame. And at number 1, Mad Max Fury Road.
Congratulations, Squirrel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Back to back. Well done.
Yep. Excellent. Let's move on, Hurst. Time to get ranking?
Let's do it.
Should we find out who goes first?
Let's do it.
Heads for Hurst, Squirrels Have Tails. Squirrels Have Tails!
Squirrels.
Top 5 kitchen implements. So just quickly, we had a quick debate about what an implement is. We decided it could be most things used in the kitchen, but stuff like ovens and dishwashers, they don't count, right, Hurst?
Yeah. Implements are handheld devices that you can use, but they can be plugged in. So, for example, like an electric whisk is handheld and electric, but it is an implement. A utensil is not electric and it's handheld. So an implement can be a utensil, but a utensil cannot be an implement. No, that's the wrong way around. I don't fucking know.
Wake up, rankers. We're going to start. All right.
Yeah, so you can't have a dishwasher because that's clearly an appliance.
Yes, I agree. But anything else that is handheld or, I guess, something like a stand mixer that you operate with your hands, even though it stands there. I haven't got one of them, but that's borderline, let's see. At number 5, I choose... This is power boring, but I couldn't not have it on my list. It's a chef's knife. Just one of the most useful things you can have in the kitchen. I am holding this up for Hurst to see. This is a 8-inch chef knife made by Meissen, or Meissen.
It's a nice chef's knife.
It's very nice. I've had it for quite a while. There's just so much you can do with them. They are the most versatile of the knives. You know, you probably want a boning knife if you're doing a lot of meat work. And maybe a paring. Ah, dear.
A boning knife for the kinky amongst us.
And a paring knife if you want to do your apple cores or whatever. But a chef's knife will do 90% of the stuff you need to do in the kitchen when it comes to cutting things. and they're pretty much an essential. They're not expensive. You can get very expensive ones, but you don't have to. This one, I think, was about 50 or 60 quid. It keeps an edge really nicely. That's what you're looking for in a chef's knife, or any knife, really. Just needs to keep an edge for a fair while and sharpen up well, which this one does. And you can go in the dishwasher. Of course it can go in the dishwasher. Anything that can't go in the dishwasher is shit.
Yeah, so there is a good point for us to explain a little between the difference in our chefery skills. You just said they're not that expensive. This one was 50 or 60 quid.
Mm.
I just bought three knives for the kitchen and they were 10 quid.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ. Were they knives you used to eat with, like, a knife and fork?
No, cutting stuff up, because they cut stuff up. So I can cut chicken with it.
So they're going to be fine. They're just likely to not hold an edge for as long, and you'll have to sharpen them more often. Do you even have a sharpener?
I sharpen them each time anyway.
Oh, do you? Oh, there you go then. Yeah. Do you sharpen them or do you hone them?
Well, I don't know.
Have you got a bit of steel that you go shing, 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 shing?
Oh, I used to, but now I've got a thing that sticks to the table. I just drag the knife through it.
That's probably honing. So what that does is, oh, fucking, that's far too boring. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, you'll have to do that more often. And ideally, you want someone to sharpen your knives every now and again anyway, if you haven't got your own sharpener. But they'll be fine. They'll be all right.
Cool. So number five, a knife.
Specifically a chef's knife. Yes.
Okie dokie. For my number five, I have chosen the electric whisk.
All right.
Does all the hard labor so you can make cakes easier. Number five, electric whisk.
We are going to rush through this. I'm going to open another drink. There we go. Yeah. Hurst is also having another drink.
Yeah, managed to try and whisk using a regular hand whisk or one of those bulb whisks or whatever, and it's fucking hard work.
Just
jab that electric whisk in there and
that's it. Pyong. Done.
The cake is at least 10 minutes sooner than it would have been.
There you go, exactly that. And if you're making things like meringue or, God forbid, butter, and you're doing that with a hand whisk, Jesus, no.
What kind of a flipping hippie turd makes their own butter?
All right, anyway, moving on.
What? What?
Have you never tried making butter? It's butter? Really easy. Yeah.
Why? What? Butter's awful, but also...
Oh, I forgot you hate your butter.
You can buy butter.
You can buy lots of things. You can buy cakes first.
Yeah, they don't taste as good. Are you telling me homemade butter actually tastes the same?
Of course it does. Really? Yeah, yeah.
Does it?
You just get double cream, dump it in a bowl, whisk it till it goes solid, squeeze out all the liquid, butter.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Also, we're not doing top five things you can buy. It's...
No, we're not.
Yeah, no. So fair enough. I just outraged that some kind of hipsters are out there now making their own butter. Go, yeah, I make my own butter. That's 20 quid.
Someone has to make your butter. You can't eat butter, Hurst.
20 quid a bar because I made it myself. Yeah.
It might be very nice. You never know. Artisan butter.
It won't be. It's butter. Anyway.
At number four, Hurst, I have Oopfield.
You fucking hipster knobby. What the fuck's an Oopfield?
Oopfield is a cheese grater from IKEA and it literally translates to fulfilled. I'm sure you can get them from other places, but they're great. So this looks like I'm showing Hurst. It just looks like a cheese grater, a small...
It's cold. A cheese grater, everyone. Number four, a cheese grater.
No, because look.
A cheese grater with a base.
It's a cheese grater that goes onto the top of a box. So when you grate it, all your cheese goes into the box. It doesn't shit itself all over the plate. These are so fucking useful, I can't even begin to tell you. You grate your stuff, it goes into the container, and then you use it. You don't make any mess. It's just brilliant. I've got like three of these at least. Number three. No, what number are we on?
Four.
Number four, a container cheese grater. Specifically this one, you can get them from IKEA. It was like 3 quid, if that. And it comes with lots of different lids as well. So you can do big grating and little grating.
All the different cheese graters.
Yeah.
With a box.
Yeah. They're brilliant. Get one.
I mean, I'm not knocking a cheese grater. They are good.
But this is better than a cheese grater. That's the point I'm making.
I'm just tutting at the fact that you just chefed out and called it an Oopfield.
Well, that's what it's called from IKEA, right?
IKEA, yeah.
It was pronounced IKEA.
Yeah, well, I'm not playing that game. They should have told us that like 30 years ago.
They did. We just ignored them a minute.
It's like if I suddenly turned up and said, actually, no, my name's Mark.
But you should absolutely be called Mark from then on.
I would be okay with you still calling me Matt.
You're trying to tell me that we shouldn't respect people that want to change things about... Okay, no, move on.
Abort. Pull the ripcord. Pull it. Cheese grater is a good choice. I was just thrown a loop by you chefing at me, which I don't mind when I'm eating at the end of it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So my number four is the Humble icing bag, which is great because it turns a basic cake into an amazing cake.
Piping bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you.
Number four, a piping bag.
This is brilliant. I'm so looking forward to editing this one. It's just going to be so easy. My number three is also very humble. It is a set of tongs.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking, right? Just normal tongs. Here they are. We can make sure they work. Every time you pick up tongs, you have to make sure they go.
So you definitely want to go with tongs, not a looper?
It's just a name. Oopfield. It was just a name that it was called.
But people, if you hadn't explained afterwards, you'd have lost because no one would have known.
I'd have fucking won because I'm great. Anyway, yeah, tongs. If you do a lot of work in the kitchen, tongs basically become extensions of your hands. They're just super fucking useful. I've got a drawer full of them. I've got big ones for the barbecue. Barbecue tongs need to have the grippy bits on. They can't just be flat. Those ones are shit. They need to be like kind of curved under at the bottom and have like teeth. Tongs, number four. Three, whatever. Let's go.
Right, cool. So number three, I have the spatula.
Ooh, I had that. Number six for me.
Scrapes every last molecule of batter like the greedy little legend it is. It's basically the lollipop stick of my youth and a really cool word. It's fun to say, spatula.
Spatula. And
also obviously an integral part of cake.
Yes, all your things going to be related to cake, Hurst.
It's possible. I do like cake. It's one of the best things that comes out of the kitchen. So number three, spatula.
Certainly consider the spatula mad useful. Not just for cake things. If you've made a curry and you don't want to waste none of that delicious curry sauce, get in there with your spatula.
Especially those nice, not the wooden ones, because those are nah.
Those are shit. Silicon you want.
Silicon ones, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, silicon spatula. In fact, I'm going to upgrade silicon spatula. The wooden ones can do one.
Fair. Number two, look at us go. If you thought the Oopfield was a bit weird, Hurst, now we're into the realms of not many people need this. Genuinely, I think this is one of the best things I have in my kitchen. It's a Makita power drill with a bastardized pepper grinder on the end.
Look out.
If you do a lot of barbecue, if you make a lot of your own spice rubs and stuff like that, if you were grinding pepper by hand with a little pepper grinder, your wrist would be like, ow, mother flipper. So I took one of those pepper grinders that has a handle on the top and took the handle off. So it's just a little, basically like a square bit of metal, and then attached it to the end of a power drill. And now I can grind a teaspoon of pepper every second. That's how I measure it. So very usual. Pepper cannon, number two.
Wow. Sure, that's not your number four.
No, it's number two. Number four was my field.
Oh, yeah, that's just as bad. Right, okay, fine. My number two is the kitchen knife, which is probably a chef's knife. I don't know. It's perfect for cutting precise slices of cake. Also, super versatile and the deadliest thing in the kitchen, if you don't count putting the toaster in the bath or something. And importantly, we were out shopping last week for bits and pieces for the new kitchen, which has just gone in. And we went into a particular kitchen shop. Can't remember what it's called. Didn't care then. Don't really care now. And as we got to the checkout, there was a, like, you know when they lock stuff away because you can't be trusted to be able to access that.
Oh, like the glass cabinets.
The glass cabinets of knives. Also probably because don't steal knives, but all the cheap knives.
Don't steal anything except for films.
This will probably mean something to you. Damascus steel.
Oh yeah.
So basically, miniature samurai swords, and you can tell. And this is going through the Bushido part of me. You can tell by the patterns on them that it is genuine folded steel.
They look beautiful.
There were some next to them that were half price and had patterns on, but it was clearly a printed pattern because it was the same pattern on every knife. Whereas the Damascus steel ones were all like legitimate folded steel, took ages to make. They were £220 for a knife, and my God, I wanted it so bad.
They're so pretty.
They were stunning. I didn't think I could feel that way about a knife that for the kitchen or anything for the kitchen, frankly, that it was stunning. It's the only word, and I really wanted it.
The problem with Damascus knives is they're so pretty, I wouldn't really want to use them. Even though they're really good knives, they're like, I don't know, what if I, no.
Well, you wouldn't put it through the dishwasher, that's for sure. Anyway, so that's it. That's my number two.
All right. So it's time to discuss the worst. Hurst is probably going to PSA you about not choosing your vote based on the worst right now.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. Excellent PSA, my friend. My worst, Hurst, is tricky because it is genuinely useful, but I hate it. It is a mandolin slicer. These things terrify me. I've had it here ready to show you, and I've been wary of it the entire time because I dislike it. Have you ever seen one of these before, Hurst? Do you know what they're for?
No. You better explain to the rankers. I reckon 90% of them don't know what you're talking about.
No, absolutely untrue. I reckon 90% will. So basically what it is it's like a blade that sticks up slightly across a flat plane, and you take like an onion and you run it up and... Fuck, I don't even like doing that. You run it down the thing and it slices thin bits of onion off. Very even, very quick, very easy to do. Absolutely wants to eat your fingers. That's all it wants to do.
I mean, even watching you do that was making me... nervous,
right?
It's getting anxiety attacks every time your fingers went near it. It's like, okay, I'm with you. That is horrible. Why would you have something like that in your house?
They're genuinely good at making slices out of things. Genuinely good. And they do come with a handguard.
Slices out of you?
Yeah, that's the problem. I've never cut myself on this, but I own a table saw for cutting big bits of wood. I give this fucking thing more respect than I give my table saw. Even though my table saw could easily chop my fucking arm off, this thing, I just hate it. They are a bit of a meme thing because everybody hates them because they are just terrifying. Yeah. The worst. A fucking mandolin.
It's a good thing to be hated for, though, isn't it? Being terrifying.
I dislike it. I'm going to put it right down there and get away from it. There we go.
Oh, no, fair, cool. For my worst, I've gone for something that isn't useful and is not terrifying, and it's a freaking melon baller. What in the giant kingdom of fuck is the point of a melon baller? Total knob idea.
I can explain it to you.
I know how it works. What's the fucking point?
You could use your melon baller. It's just a small spoon. It's just, that's all it is.
But it turns them into little... They're pointless.
They are.
They're for decoration, and they're a rubbish idea. And yes, anyone who's bought one really needs to take a good look in the mirror.
I guess unless you eat a lot of melon and you like it in a bowl shape, or you eat a lot of cucumbers but you don't like the seeds. But yeah, genuinely, just get a spoon. Yeah.
Shut up, melon baller.
Do you feel the same about ice cream scoops?
No, because those are useful.
Well, they do the exact same thing, but just for ice cream. No,
but think of an ice cream cone.
Mm.
It's a very specific shape that needs a ball on top of it.
Okay.
If you just take a spoon and try and stick it on, you get this kind of weird hat that flops over the sides of it and doesn't get very tall. It makes for rubbish ice cream. You can also use an ice cream scoop for mash.
You could use a melon baller for mash.
Shit, no! It's too small!
Well, so is an ice cream scoop, frankly.
You don't want, like, mashed peas, do you? You don't want, like, if you wanted to do something fancy in your kitchen, like making mash into a ball, then you can use them for that. Yeah, they're shit. Stop arguing, they're shit.
Oh, I'm not arguing, they are shit, but I'm not convinced ice cream scoops are much less shit. But they are less shit, so I will let you off. Yeah, what a wanky waste of time. At least they can't slice the ends of my fucking fingers off, though, so.
Oh, that's true. Not that it matters, because it doesn't count, people. No one
doesn't count.
No one should be voting on this. You should be voting on the noompha or the cannon pepper.
Pepper canon or oopfield.
Canon's even worse. Canon would at least be cool.
I mean, it is canon, but I pronounce it canon because I think it's funny. Grab the pepper canon. Well, no, it doesn't make that noise.
Get to the grinder.
Do it now. All right, time for our number ones, Hurst. Hurst, my number one, is not one of my favourite kitchen implements. It's one of the favourite things I own. And alas, it is too big for me to bring it in here to show you. Even though I do have smaller versions, I want to specifically talk about my very big can opener. Now, I believe you have seen my very big can opener.
Yes.
But I will need to explain it for the benefit of the rankers at home. Many years ago, rankers, I was sniffing around on Kickstarter and somebody was selling something that you held in your hand and you squished onto the top of your drinks can and you swizzled it about a bit and then you took it off and the lid of the entire top of your drinks can had gone. And then you could drink out of it. It wasn't sharp or anything. It rolled the edges over. It was genius. And I thought, I'm having one of them. It's like $20 delivered. I got me one of them. I thought it was great. They did a slightly better one. I got me one of them. $20 delivered again, Hurst. Then they did a pro version for use in bars and clubs. And this one, it's not electric, but you kind of slam your drink into the bottom of it and it grips hold of it. You pull a big lever and it clink, clink, it's done. There's no lid on your drink anymore. It's gone. I'm going to have to put a video of it somewhere because I can't describe it and give it the gravity it needs. Just how fucking great it is. This one didn't cost $20. We're not going to discuss how much it costs because my wife listens to this podcast and she was angry enough when it arrived. And she's going to be even more angry when she realizes that I could say a number along the lines of $85. And that would be the shipping.
It's fine. She's fine. It was only £15,000.
It wasn't £15,000.
It was a beautiful piece of kit. Harriet, don't divorce him.
No, she's not allowed to divorce me. That's not allowed. She made a vow in the eyes of Jesus.
Yeah. Sure.
So
for
yeah,
15 grand, though.
It wasn't 15 grand. Stop it. Twat. So it is excellent.
And my number one is a shit stirrer.
The top five shit stirrers. Let us know, Patreons. So the company actually wrote to me. They sent me an email after this thing got delivered and go, I wonder if you could send us some photos of it being used because you're the only customer we have in the UK. Like, if you can take some pictures of it being used behind your bar or in your club or whatever. I'm like, I've got some really bad news for you guys. It's in my car.
You can have some pictures. They probably won't go on your website.
So yeah, I fucking love it because it's so weird and it's so unusual and it does such a good job of taking the top off your cans of beer.
Yeah, I think that's the first time you might have mentioned that this is beer cans. This isn't cans of beans or anything.
Yes,
this
is
not
cans,
the typical can opener.
Yeah, no, I love it. Their website says it increases the aroma to improve the taste of your drink. That's bullshit.
Total bullshit.
You can drink it much quicker though, and you could put bits of fruit in the top if you're one of them that wants bits of fruit in your beer for some reason. Would you like a fact, an estimated fact about drinks cans, Hurst?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Fact. Drinks cans are more than 90 years old.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Or fact. Four drinks cans could hold up most cars. One under each wheel.
Over 90 years old.
I'm afraid you're wrong, Hurst.
Really?
Drinks cans. Oh, shit. No, wait a minute. Where was this written? Okay, no, we're good. Oh, fuck, it's really close. I feel like I've misled you there. Drinks cans were started in 1945. So how long ago was that? That wasn't that long ago. When this was written, it was 80, less long ago.
80 years.
When this was written, it was not that. Where everyone get this? No, apparently you can drop a car onto four drinks cans as long as you do it carefully without wobbling them side to side. They're strong enough to just, you know, hold it up. Same as you could put it on like some eggs, right?
Yeah,
very strong in one direction.
That was kind of a bit of dick. Like 80 to 90 years is a small thing. And yeah, if you put very specific circumstances, the cans are not open and you place a car on them.
Oh, the cans are open. You can use an empty can. Yeah, that'd be fun.
No, you,
like, you can put a load of weight on an empty can and it won't move until you kind of shift it left or right a little bit and then it'll collapse.
We need to go back a little bit because I'm not sure if this is a handheld device. I'm not sure this qualifies.
Are we talking about my cans?
It has to be grounded in order for you to pull the lever, and that's not a handheld.
I could hold it.
Yeah, well, I can hold them.
I could hold it and do it.
But it doesn't make it an implement anyway.
Tough shit. It's number one.
No, this is good. I feel like I've got a strong chance this week because I'm just using real things. Number one, the greatest of all the kitchen utensils is
implements.
The greatest of all of the kitchen implements is the mighty yet humble fork.
Perfect. Jesus, yes. Perfect. Another victory for me.
Perfect for eating. Oh, all right. The bollocks you've spurred out, you could have put everyone's favourite thing in the world at number one and you'd still struggle.
It's a fucking fork.
Fork, yeah, perfect for eating cake.
Oh my God, also, double wrong.
But just such incredibly versatile for kitchen, garden and ruling the ocean. You can stab, scoop, slice, whip, stir. It's all good. Basically, just a great invention. Fork.
Is it as good as a spork?
It is. A spork is kind of handy in its own unique camping. I need to eat my beans, but at the same time, I don't want to carry a spoon as well as a fork. But in the kitchen, nah, because you've got a spoon.
Why not a spoon? Like, I'm intrigued as to why the fork is the king of the cutlery.
Have you ever tried to hold a sausage still with a spoon whilst you cut it with a knife?
Yeah, you probably could just pin it to the plate. That'd be simple.
Have you ever tried to pick up a, you know, say, a roast potato on Sunday dinner with a spoon to eat it?
I mean, it would be quite simple to do such a thing, yes.
It would, but have you?
I haven't.
Would you?
I'd probably
serve them with a spoon. Would you use a spoon over a fork in most situations that didn't require keeping liquid in place.
No. But to be, I've got to be honest with you, I just use my fingers. Especially if I'm eating cake, man. Cake just gets shoveled in by the handful.
How often do you use your beer can opener?
Well, many, many times on occasional nights. I'll be using it tonight.
How often do you use a fork?
Yeah, daily, I guess.
Many times a day. I'd say probably most meals. Unless you're having cereal, in which case, fair play to the spoon. But
yeah, that's true. You're not going to eat cereal with a fork. That would be
fair play. Spoon. Spoon has its place. But the fork is just, it's the best because you can eat it. You can eat cake with it, but also you can stab stuff with it. You can stir. You can use it in so many ways. If you only had one implement to eat meal with, you'd probably choose a fork. You can cut sausages with it using that knife, side like going sideways on it, push down, you get there, and then you can jab that piece of sausage. I don't know why I've fixated on sausages, but they're just a good example.
You are. Yep, yep.
Same deal with a potato, same deal with most things that need cutting. You could cut most things in half or bits with the edge of a fork if you didn't have a knife.
I would argue you can do most of the stuff you could do with a fork with a spoon, plus you could eat soup.
Yeah, but you would generally use a fork with a spoon or a fork with a knife.
Oh, I'm not posh enough to use a fork and a spoon for dessert.
I don't bring your lack of poshness into this audience of high-class rankers.
You were calling me a hippie before because I'd make my own butter.
Yeah, but you're a low-class hippie.
As opposed to one of them high-class ones?
Low-rent hippie. Some kind of wannabe hipster.
You're right, yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, you're more hippie than hipster. Good beer.
I think I'd probably take that, yeah.
But still, the fork is there for main course, the fork is there for dessert, the fork's there just for, you know, for all of your...
I'm not going to argue. I'm going to let our rankers do that for me.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about this week. I'm feeling very good about this week.
All right.
Partly because I haven't talked for a very long time about each thing.
That's true.
Which doesn't seem to do me any favours.
Yeah, I think we're going to finish recording this episode faster than the last one lasted after the edit.
So would you like a fact and an estimated fact about a fork?
I would.
Fact. Tines is the technical word specifically for the individual points of a fork.
Yeah, of course. Everyone knows that.
A prong is any pointy sticking out bit, and a tine is a prong that's part of a fork-like tool.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know that?
Everyone knows
all
that.
All tines are prongs, but not all prongs are tines.
It's a Pretty Woman. You count the tines. One time, but everyone knows that. Everyone that's seen Pretty Woman knows that.
I should have gone with my original estimated fact, which was also funny, but I found that fascinating. So I was like, oh, I'll pop that in.
Huh. I can't believe you didn't know that. Have you not seen Pretty Woman?
I have. And I never really paid any attention to the forks of it because at that point, kitchen implements weren't a massive part of my life.
What a contentious episode this one is.
I know. It's been highly tense, hasn't it? Not the usual backslapping chummy, yeah, good answer, well done, you're great. Like, no, bollocks. I think your list sucks. And I hate your facts.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I'm here for that. You want to find out what we're doing next week?
Yeah, go on then. Spin it.
Noise. We have top 5 Tarantino movies from Ohio. Thanks, Ohio.
Oh, nice. That'll be a good one.
And top 5 sports movies.
Okay, yeah.
Meg asked if she could have another one because she's a big girl patron. I said yes. Top 5 things you can buy, brackets, or do, close brackets, for less than £5.
Interesting. That's much better than girls allowed.
Should we spin the wheel, Hurst?
Spin it.
Off it goes. Oh, what have we got? Oh, shit. I think it's going to be biscuits. Top 5 biscuits.
Okay.
Let me look up who suggested that. Top 5 biscuits suggested by Kovac. Yeah. I guess in dollars. Thank you, Kovac.
Nice.
Just drop the wheels and bring this one into Landhurst. What else do we discuss at the end of our podcast? Don't forget to vote, rankers. It's very important. There's no point in us doing this if you don't vote. Just go to www.topfaceoff.co.uk, look for the button that says vote for Squirrel and fucking click it, because his number one was a fork.
His number one wasn't even an implement.
Fucking was.
Right. Anyway, We need to do a quick shout out to our supporter hub.
Yes, indeed. The supporter hub and our patrons in general are what keeps us bringing this to you for free. So thank you very much to Kovach, Davpaz, and Meg98.
I love you the most. But
if you want to join the supporter hub, folks, it costs you £5 a month. That's one of the top five things you can buy or do for less than £5. Bowls Hurst.
Drop it down to $4.99.
Drop it down to $4.99, and we're including it on our lists.
Then we can be number one, and we could get the honk honk, and everyone will vote for it.
We haven't had for some time.
No, we haven't had one, have we? We've been disagreeing a little bit.
Maybe biscuits will have more in common.
I'd be surprised, though. There's such a lot of variety, and it's such a contentious issue. So, love the supporter hub. Love you guys the absolute most, but also... Love the rest of you as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing along.
Yeah, thank you very much. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Top 5 Face Off. On Blue Sky, Top 5 Face Off. On Patreon, Top 5 Face Off. On the internet, top5faceoff.co.uk. We're everywhere. Just search Top 5 Face Off. You're going to find us. But what if they don't want excellent podcast content, Hurst? What if they want a painting for their wall? Where would they go to find one of those?
Taking into effect the caveats that I mentioned earlier about my stupid American site, go to doghouseart.co. UK and decide what you like, and then, you know, write to the show until I finish writing my UK website.
There we go. Long-winded but factual.
Yeah.
Please rewind this podcast for the next person to come along, and we will see you in 2 weeks' time for the top five biscuits. Has anyone ever been waiting for a better thing, Hurst?
I think, I mean, that time when we did the TV theme tunes, yeah, apart from the dreadful audio, but that still is my favourite ever week.
You were meant to say no, Hurst. That was clearly a call and response.
Absolutely not. Sorry, I went into honesty mode. No, it's going to be the greatest week of your life.
Thanks for listening, Rankers.
See you later. Love you.
Top 5 Face-Off is presented by Matt Hurst and Matt Squirrel and produced by Powerstorm Awesome Fire Incorporated. For more details and to vote for a winner, visit top5faceoff.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
And you never even asked what my estimated fact was.
Well, I need to. What was your estimated fact, Hurst?
No, fuck off, you never get to hear it. Shut up, trooper.
Now he's not going to buy one of your paintings. We could just lie. Can we lie and put it in the outtakes, the actual result, but then make Trooper pick all the way through? He's got to buy one.
He's not allowed one of my paintings, actually.
Oh, shit. Sounds like a challenge.
He's talked himself out of having one of my paintings.
All right, fine. So anyway.
I have to put some code in the website. I need your help, Squirrel.
Okay, I'll figure that out. Should we find out who goes first?
Let's do it.
Let's flip the coin of destiny. It's on its side. It's against my keyboard. So if you do a lot of barbecue, if you do a lot of big meat like I do, if you were grinding pepper by hand... Yeah, all right, I heard myself say it. Let's do that again.
No, that's not. That's just keybacks. That's genius.
Shut up, it's going at the end.
Give your laugh bone a...
What?
Give your laugh bone a laugh?
Give your laugh funny bone? Is that what you're looking for, Hurst?
That's the word I'm looking for. Give your funny both. Oh, fuck no. Me. Let's move on.
Okay. This is going at the end of it. Top 5 Face Off.